People in the tourism business along the Gulf Coast are frustrated. The oil spill is bad, they say, but the news coverage is also scaring away visitors by giving the impression that the entire Gulf Coast is coated in oil. NPR's Tamara Keith introduces us to a man who has put those feelings to music.
When tourists board the Sailfish for the 70-minute boat tour called the Biloxi Shrimping Trip, they're greeted by this guy. Well, we were down in
Mississippi. My name is Steve Kaysen. I'm a deckhand. Means I don't do much of anything. I'm actually sort of semi-retired, you might say.
Kaysen is a former businessman who's had legal and financial troubles in the past. But now he's tan and exudes a no-cares-in-the-world kind of attitude.
When they first come on the boat, they go, oh boy, what's this going to be like? And I'll sing one, two, maybe three songs. And it changes their whole, they get a kick, especially like with your bus groups. They really like it. Because I flirt with the older ladies.
He works for tips, but you get the impression he's mostly just glad to have an audience. Kaysen has written more than 500 songs. Most of them are about women. But his latest takes on the oil spill that's hit the livelihoods of so many he knows, including the married couple who own the tour boat.
Something's happening in the Gulf of Mexico. There's a big oil spill, hell, where will it go? Chasing it like a big show.
Before the oil spill, they ran three tours a day. Now it's down to just one, and sometimes there aren't that many people on board. This even though the oil has largely skipped Mississippi.
Well, this ain't nothing but a big con job. Everybody's hoping for a big oil blob.
In his song, Kaysen bemoans what he sees as sensational news coverage. He says he's heard from friends in other parts of the country who have no idea what's really going on.
They're asking me, they're saying, how bad is the oil where y'all are at? And when I text them back or whatever and say, well, we don't have any oil. Their first statement to me is, well, gosh, watching TV, you'd think that y'all had mounds of oil washing up on shore.
The media's chasing it like a big show.
So now when tourists board the Sailfish, they get to hear Kaysen's take on the oil spill. Tamara Keith, NPR News.